Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Talking to some of the best voices in Nashville. This is One-on-One with Greg Pogue.
Presented by Freeman Webb.
Also brought to you by
Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, Bass Tire Company, Sam's Sports Place and Sports Grill, Holiday Inn Express Nashville Airport, Valentino's Ristorante, and Sir Speedy of Music City.
One-on-One with Greg Pogue. Broadcasting live from Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan.
And the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Now, here's Greg Pogue.
Well, good Saturday morning. Welcome in 101 with Greg Pogue. Actually, it maybe should be 101 with Chase McCabe, since the last 8 of these on Saturday morning he's done while I'm out doing MTSU women's basketball duties. But here I am. And today it will be Tennessee State men's basketball coach Nolan Smith. The Tigers are heading to the NCAA tournament. OVC champions, first time in 32 years. We'll have him in. We're going to also talk at the end of the hour. So it's 1-on-3, sort of like last Saturday when I did the thing down at MTSU. I had 3 different guests. Well, today, and coming up at about 10:45, Athletics Director Mickey Allen, Nolan Smith, in between the car wash of media things he's done, and he's got practice at the top of the hour. He's going to stop by. And we also have Nick Guerrero, Assistant AD for Communications Broadcasting. Nick, we've done a few things together. How you doing, man?
Pogie, it's always great sitting here at Roy's Meat Service, having a nice biscuit, staring at the meat, and
I look away from the food and the beer. I always face away you from
always,
the beer.
You always put me in front of it and making me feel.
Well, what's it
welcome.
Been like, man? I watched the semifinal game, the championship game. 1994, Frankie Allen, that whole remembrance of the great moments that is, and they, there's no doubt, the better team, man. They just blew through the OVC tournament. What's it been like since?
You know, it's interesting, and obviously in my world from the comms side, and, you know, we've worked together a lot, not only just with TSU football, but the Cats and everything, so you know I'm kind of one of those, you know, analyst numbers guy. So one of the things that I've kind of been working on has been the comparison between the 92, 93, 94, 95 and this team. So Tennessee State this year, Greg, averaged 80.5 points per game. The team that went in 94 averaged 80.3 points per game. TSU this year picked up its most wins in Division I history right now. We're over at 23. I think if you take a look at it, the last time Tennessee State made the NCAA tournament, you had Carlos Rogers and Frankie Allen winning Player of the Year and Coach of the Year, respectively. That happened this year there in Nkrumah. And with Coach Smith, so right there, that's an important one right there. And, you know, I think as we talk about it a little bit, just from a Tennessee State perspective, it's been important to have that. Is our head coach jumps in right now.
Don't finish your sentence at least. Yeah.
Well, usually in the PR world, you just hand it off you know, to the main event. But, you know, I think one of the things for Tennessee State right now, and we'll talk about it with Coach in a little bit, is looking at the brackets, obviously, Tennessee State, when they played Kentucky, was a 15. They played Seton Hall, they were a 14. And the way that this bracket's going right now, deja vu may happen all over again. I think the one thing, though, and we'll talk to Coach about it, and you can talk to Dr. Allen about it, we want to get on a plane, because I think that's really where you feel the NCAA experience. St. Louis is a home site. Greenville's a home site. Everywhere else, it's past that 400 miles of the NCAA. So I know Coach here really wants to talk a little bit about getting on the road, getting his guys the actual full experience of being in the NCAA tournament.
All right, well, hand him the headset, okay? That was Nick Guerrero, his cameo appearance here. Of course, we've done many, many games together, TSU football, basketball over the years, TV, radio, and the Nashville Cats, as you referenced. But the coach is in the house, Nolan Smith. Coach, congratulations, man.
Thanks,
I see a grin.
Yeah.
Is that grin? I don't know. You always seem to be smiling, but you got a big grin right now.
I'm always smiling. I'm happy to see you.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ask Nick, and we're going to look at the season, we look at the tournament and everything, but what's it been like since? Because you're the with the OVC, you're the very one posted. You're the very first one to get your dancing shoes. Yep. What's it been like?
Just very exciting times. Probably say the best part right now is seeing the smile on all my players' faces, just their excitement, understanding what they've accomplished, ending a 32-year drought, becoming OVC regular season champions, tournament champions, in the fashion that we did it in the last 10 games of the season with one loss in the last 10, like just playing great basketball, defending. Our guys are having fun. They're enjoying everything about the game of basketball right now, and so just happy for them and ready to see where we go tomorrow.
I watched both games Friday night, the first half. They're fearless.
Yes.
They're not afraid to fail. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
And I don't know if it's loosey. It's not loose, but there is some looseness to it. I guess that comes from confidence.
That's all it is. All it is confidence. And that's a very dangerous team heading to the NCAA tournament. That's the mindset that we've kept this whole time. I don't care where we go as far as seeding goes and who we play. As long as we keep that confidence, which is there, as long as we play free, we play loose, we play defense the way we've been playing with just the excitement and joy for this game, you're a dangerous team.
And there's been some really good teams over the years, some good coaches that have gone on to other jobs, obviously, from Tennessee State. But are you grasping the historical perspective of what your team has accomplished? 32 years without that, and there's been some pretty good teams.
Yes, absolutely. No, it's just an honor to do it, to represent TSU, to represent the city of Nashville, the community of TSU, everyone that involved that has their hand in the program that has a sense of pride for this program. I mean, it means a lot. That's what we came here to do.
You were late on the job, weren't you? What, July?
End of July.
Lord, yeah. Well, I mean, you were drinking water through a fire hose, right? I mean, where along the way did you sense that this team can be this special?
I'd probably say, you know, we won some games early, but it still wasn't perfect, right? So there's a process to becoming a winner. And the first thing message to my team is we have to teach them how to win. We have to teach them how to win. We have to teach them how to defend. We have to teach them all the little things that it takes to be a champion. And the blueprint was there. We established it pretty early with our practices and what we were doing. And, you know, we showed glimpses, but then we were an offensive team. Defense was just okay, even though all year long we turned teams over with our pressing. But the defense just wasn't right. Offense was good, but we still turned the ball over, had some silly turnovers, weren't fully locked in. So there was always a lot of cleanup after every game. So I'm like, I told them, after every practice, every year as we got towards like mid-year, I'm like, in this league, I said we have the highest ceiling. And I say that because we're the team that can really get a lot better. That's the scary thing about y'all. And once they understood that, they bought into that. And then once it clicked, it clicked.
And when I look at numbers, and I know coaches look at different things, but if you're a team that averages 80 a game, what is your field goal percentage defense?
Yep.
And what is your rebounding margin?
Yep.
And because you're going to score, yep, right? You got, yep, scores, right? Yep. You do. But where are you getting it, you know, defensively? And certainly the pressure, and then rebounding is effort, and yep, obviously there's, you know, a fundamental to it.
Yep.
But I saw that from this team, and I think, yeah, that's where you really took that next step.
Absolutely. Once that clicked, once we started playing defense and rebounding, limiting teams to one shot, everything else took off, and we were able to score more points by limiting teams to one shot, play faster down that end, and everything just really started to come together, and that's how you end up scoring 93 points in a championship game because of your defense.
Yeah, and you in the semifinal game, five players in double figures. You had three make all-conference. Dante Harris, you guys were double-double machines all the way through that as well. But I'm telling you what, that first half against UT Martin,
yep,
it was. And I've seen great shooters like a Chuck Person.
Yep.
He said, you're going to come out and guard me at 28 feet, I'm going to back up another five. Okay, yep, it doesn't matter. Yep. It was that first half, my wife, I was in my office watching, and I was going, oh, wow, you know, like that, and because, mm-hmm, I'm pulling for you guys.
Yep.
And that was where I said, this team, they don't want to win, but they are having fun winning.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. How do you do that as a coach? Because sometimes you can overcoach.
Yes, yes, and that's what I try not to do. A couple weeks ago, I told my team, take ownership. The players, y'all on the court, y'all are playing. This is y'all championship. This is y'all moment. Y'all got to own it. And in that championship game, Dante Harris coming out and shooting the way he shot, hey, it's a huge reason why I was able to hopefully get him here is because he's a winner, right? He's a proven winner. He's won at every school that he's been at. So when he comes out there and he's playing free and with confidence in a championship game like that, then it just kind of trickles down to everybody else. Now, Travis Harper's 5 for 5 from three. AK kids going, hitting big-time shots. You know, some would say they're bad shots, but for our guys, those are rhythm shots. And we're playing free. We're getting stops on the defensive end. If you don't get up there and put a hand up and they shoot it and they're open, they can make those shots.
Well, and not getting too technical, but, you know, when teams have to come out on the perimeter like that, you're one dribble in past them because they're coming towards you defensively.
That's right.
So you can get downhill.
That's right.
And create. So having that outside shot, but also your players attack the basket.
Yes, yes. And that's where we've really made a big jump offensively is, like, our guys are attacking. They're getting downhill. They're putting pressure on the defense. And then the shots are falling. But really, it's starting with our imposing our will and getting to the rim, getting guys in foul trouble, and showing teams that we're going to be the aggressors.
It's one-on-one with Greg Pogue. We're at Roy's Meat. You ever been out here, Roy's Meat Service?
First time.
Oh, man. We need to pull some of this Wagyu they've got over here at about $70 a pound. Mm. Okay. And, well, that's not – we don't do a talent fee. Sorry.
That's
okay.
Right.
But
right.
Any thoughts? Do you even think of where you may go? I know you got a plan, obviously, travel or whatever. But and that – sometimes seedings 14, 15, 13, all the way – They look for matchups, travel, regional-type situations. Yeah. I don't think it's – if you're 14 or 15 or 16, I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I know what we're deserving of, and I know we're deserving of 14 seed, maybe even higher, being 23-9. So I do know that we deserve
that. And a good net.
Yes, very good net. Mm-hmm. So I know we're deserving of a really good seed. I know for sure we're not going to Dayton. We're not even talking about that. But just whoever we play, I mean, I've told my guys we're not the Cinderella, we're not the underdog. We're going into this thing, matching up man to man, ready to go.
I don't want to play you right now. I'll just tell you that right now. Have you allowed yourself to think if it could possibly be Duke?
I mean,
tell the truth. You know, I mean, how do you not, right?
Yeah.
There's that possibility. I know they would be probably on the one line, and even whatever they do in the semis today.
Yep.
But that would be something, would it? Because that's what a storyline. We're going to get into that after the break. One-on-one with Greg Pogue. We really peel back the curtain. We're just not going to sit here and talk about basketball. We're going to talk about you and you, what made you today to get to today. And there's certainly a lot of components of that. But the playing Duke, what's been your thought of that possibility?
Man, just excitement. I mean, you get to play against your school, your alma mater, the place that you've spent a lot of blood, shed, and tears at, right? I think that means it's just exciting, though, to go against John, Chris Carwell, Tyler Thornton, my brothers, those guys over there. But we've all competed in many different ways down there, whether in practice or just shooting around, shooting competitions. They know what it is with me that it's going to be I'm going out there to beat them down and have my guys ready for war.
Well, we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, obviously. Nolan Smith is our guest, one-on-one with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb. We are at Roy's Meat Service, and when we come back, I'm a Kentucky boy. I was a huge fan of your dad and the Doctors of Dunk, 1980, huge Denny Crum fan, and we got to get into that part of your life as well.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take a break. This is 94.9 The Fan. It's 1-on-1 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, Tennessee State. Coach Nolan Smith, first time in 32 years, the Tigers headed to the big dance. Well, okay, let's do this. We didn't get to this. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, doors open, 5 o'clock, selection show. And I understand CBS is going to be in the building. And what's your reaction when your name gets put up?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so get people out, right?
Really cool. Really cool. I think it's great, for our community. Nashville, come on out. Look, as of right now, I think it's Vanderbilt and us that are going to be in the tournament. So one of the two teams in the city, it's open doors. Come on out and show love to our team.
I'm going to start with where I ended the last segment. I was such a the doctor's of Duck. I'm from Kentucky, and I wasn't necessarily a Kentucky fan, wasn't necessarily a Louisville fan. Western Kentucky is where I went to school, but the that 1980 team.
Yep.
Your dad.
Yep.
Derek.
Yep.
Darryl Griffin.
Darryl Griffin. Jerry Eves.
Jerry Eves, left-handed Jerry Eves out of Louisville.
Yep.
The McRae brothers, Rodney and Scooter, and Wiley Brown.
Wiley Brown, no thumb Wiley.
No thumb. Oh, man, you stole. What made, I said, I was going to ask you, what made Wiley Brown unique? He only had nine fingers.
Yep.
You know, so.
Uncle Wiley. I talked to all those guys here in the last week.
Yeah, and then, of course, Denny Crum in that. And I just ask you how old you were, and obviously you were born after that. But the legacy, certainly of your father, the player he was, and that team will live forever.
Forever. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm a big Louisville fan still to this day. I was born in Louisville, watching my dad, obviously, all his old clips, but then watching Reese Gaines, DeJuan Wheat, Francisco Garcia, Juan Palacios, all the guys that wore the Louisville jersey, they know I'm a huge fan of all of them because I just love Louisville. Obviously, I didn't go there, you know.
Well, I was going to add, you ended up at Duke.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too shabby, right?
It's not too shabby. So, again, I was committed. I don't know where it came from, but I was committed to Louisville on Hoop Scoop, Clark Francis.
Clark Francis. I remember Clark, good
right?
Lord.
So that was like the only ranking thing back in the day that did all the commitments. So I was committed to Louisville as a
Where'd you go high school in Louisville?
I didn't go to high school in Louisville.
Okay.
I ended up going and moving to D.C.
Okay.
My dad got a coaching job with the Washington Bullets.
Okay.
So we moved to D.C. when I was about 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the toughest part and the reason why I didn't go to Louisville was because my sister was there. And being the daughter of Derrick Smith, for her being there was too hard, right? So in my mind, I'm like, all right, if I go to Louisville as the son of Derrick Smith and try and walk out there every single day with that jersey on, just the emotions of it would have been way too high for where I was at that time in my life as a young, really young man, very young man. So Duke was the best option. But then I followed somebody who had a connection to my dad, which was Johnny Dawkins. They were teammates with the Sixers.
Yeah. Another left-handed guard, right?
Yes, sir.
It worked out okay at Duke, didn't it?
Well.
2010 national championship, the South Region MVP, the ACC Player of the Year, the tournament MVP, first-team All-American, led the conference in scoring well. And then, I don't know, maybe I should know this. How many fathers and sons have won national championships?
I know Sean May and Scott May.
Okay.
So that's two for sure. I think there might be one more. I'm drawing a blank on, but I know Sean and Scott for sure.
Yeah.
Indiana and Carolina.
Nick, need to look that up. Okay. he's over there looking at it. He'll probably tell us next few minutes. But and then playing for Coach K, what was that like?
I mean, it was great, especially for me. I'm the older guy now, so the old school generation of, you know, you came to school to stay 4 years. If you transfer, you had to sit out. So a lot of transfers weren't happening that much back then. You had to figure it out. You had to be resilient. You had to battle through adversity. You know, when you go in as a McDonald's All-American, you think everything's just going to go your way. But guess what? There's already five McDonald's All-American guards sitting right there in front of you. So you got to figure it out. You got to work. You got to learn how to talk. You have to learn how to really, really, really communicate. Coach K challenged you to be a leader with your voice, especially as a guard, point guard or guard. You had to learn how to talk. As a freshman, I didn't know how to do that. So when I come back my sophomore year and I earned the starting spot, that's where I took a big jump in just talking and leadership and doing the little things. And then junior year, I really take off. I basically carved my niche as one of the guys, averaging 17 points a game. And then senior year, come back, and I am the guy with Kyle Singler and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving gets hurt, and now I have to really take off and basically be one of the best players in college basketball. But Coach K prepared us to be in those moments. He always made us feel like we were the best. To be the best, you have to work like you're the best. You have to go out there every single night and be ready for the light, because there's a big microscope under Duke always, and he prepares us for that.
Yeah, and being a Kentucky boy, there's a lot of my kin folks that does not like Christian Laettner.
I understand.
He's easy not to like.
I understand.
But
And can I confess something too? That 2010 national championship game, I pulled for Butler.
Yep,
that's okay. That was the underdog. But what a great story that was for Brad Stevens, Gordon Hayward, right? Yep. And that was, I think it's just 2-point win, right? It was a hell of a game, man.
Yeah. And it was big time.
Where do you keep your ring?
In a safe.
Yeah.
In a safe. Uh-huh. Yeah, I might break it out right now. This past week I wore the my 22 Final Four ring as assistant coach, and then this week I might switch up and go with my championship ring, but we'll see.
Nolan Smith with us, TSU, heading to the Big Dance, 101 with Greg Pogue here at Roy's Meat Service, presented by Freeman Webb. Where along the way, I know you got drafted 21 overall in the first round and played professionally, but where along the way did the coaching bug bite?
Pretty early. So for me, it's really simple. Everything I do in life, I'm trying to follow my dad's footsteps in some form or fashion. Right, so when I was done playing basketball, I knew I was going to coach because that's what my dad did. When he was done playing, he went to a minor league team in Louisville before we moved to D.C. when Jim Lynham called him and said, come join my staff. So obviously with him passing away at an early age, it was play, then it was coach. It was get back to the game just like your dad did. So here I am, right into it after injuries and giving back to the game.
And you started there at Duke. You were basketball ops first.
Yeah.
That's the hardest job.
Yeah.
People don't understand. Director of basketball operations, you know, if it's like a referee. The only time you notice it when they mess up.
Yeah, that's right.
But you
that's right. That's
you
right.
know, is but basketball ops starting in I mean, that's a good place to start on Coach K's staff. And what, you spent 6 years on his staff, something like that?
Seven years.
Seven years?
Yep.
But being former player to coach, and there's been a lot of them for him and other coaches, obviously. But what was it like coming back to coach on his staff?
Oh, it was great. It was great. And when he put me in that Dobo role, he told me, he's like, you're going to be one of my best head coaches. And I'm looking at him crazy. I'm like, why you say that? He's like, well, as the Dobo, you're going to learn all the behind-the-scenes stuff. You're going to learn how to run the business. You're going to learn how to deal with everybody in the program that it takes to run before you get in that position. You're going to already know how it works. So just being in that role was challenging. The 2 years I did it were probably – I was probably the MVP of all Dobos in the country because I had Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish, that team. So, I mean, from logistics at hotels to getting things roped off to making sure, because when we got to hotels, we were like the Miami Heat. We were the Beatles,
right?
We were that team that year, especially with Zion and RJ. It was just a lot of fanfare and just making sure everything was organized. That was a lot on me that I had to have my team ready and sharp. Then the next year was the COVID year. So now I'm having to clean all the basketballs, make sure everybody kept their social, make sure they had on masks, make sure all these little things. So, again, all this stuff as a former NBA player, I'm like, do I really want this role? But then coach is like, look, this is why you need to do it, and this is why I'm going to put you in this role. So when I just truly embraced the role, I was really good at it. I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. And then now just assistant coaching under him, now I'm just watching him and learning how he moves, how he prepares every single day. And, again, as though we're getting to talk about all the preparation. Mm-hmm. So now I'm getting a real insight as to why he does what he does, why the practice plan looks the way it looks, why he's going to pencil in a run there and act like he's mad at the team because he knows what they need for the next day.
So he's already got scripted. When he's going to go off, it's scripted.
It's scripted.
Yeah.
And at times it wasn't, but there was also times where he's like, I'm going to kick them out of practice right after this if they don't do this hard.
Yeah.
Right? And he just knew because it was the right thing either after a big win, so they never just fell into that human nature trap game because they were mentally soft.
Well, a lot of times you could just show up and win on talent, right?
Yep.
And a lot of times. Nolan Smith with us here this morning at Roy's Meat Service. Coaching at Louisville, from the foundation of obviously your dad and everything about Louisville, going back there to coach.
Yep.
I mean, I actually saw your dad play in old Freedom Hall. That shows how old I am. But those years at Louisville, though, had to be special.
Yes.
Going back there.
Special and not.
Why?
It was special because I was able to go back and be around family, to go see my dad's gravesite once a week, and just all those moments, to walk out there for the first time and feel all the love and see all my dad's former players. I remember one of the first practices early on, Coach Crum comes to practice, and I get to see him. And sadly, he passed away that first year that we're there. But I was able to give him a hug, and he was just – he knew I was there, right? So I just – I mean, it was just Jerry Eves, all the guys, right? Mm-hmm. Just being around them, it just kind of took me back to childhood, you know, being around family and all those guys that just love my dad. So it gave me a sense of closure a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right, that everything that I just always wanted to be around. My mom moved back to Louisville. My sister was there. Like, so, I mean, all of that was great. So there's all the positives. So then now the other lessons of everything was the losing, right? Because, again, everybody loved me until all the losing started, right? But it was still part of the process. I learned a lot. It was part of the journey that, for whatever reason, God wanted me to just go through it for 2 years, and it was tough. We won 4 games. We won 8 games. But I got better as a coach. I got better as a person. I got better as a husband. I got better in every single way of life, because the best thing to do in life is go through adversity. And how do you respond from it and get better?
And still, in 1980, you were born in 88. Who won the national championship in 88?
88?
Oh, no. When was it Never Nervous? Is that 86 with Purvis Ellison? 87?
82.
Was it really that? Oh, wow. That soon after?
82.
Yeah, but anyway, that the Never Nervous Purvis, and as a freshman, I've big Louisville. You know what it is like in that state, right? You're either Louisville or you're Kentucky.
That's right.
You can't. There's no. You don't have a redneck and wear blue, okay, or vice versa. It's. Do you not like Kentucky?
I'd probably say so. Yeah, okay.
Duke and Kentucky are oil and water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you choose a side in the state of Kentucky, you're either red or blue. It's that simple.
Yeah. All right. More with Nolan Smith. We're going to get in. We're going to get a little. We're going to go even a little bit deeper with Nolan Smith. Hey, the Tigers tomorrow afternoon at 4:00. The doors open at 5:00. The announcement party. They're going to have CBS there. The reaction of it. Come do that. It's free parking, free everything, and hang out with the Tigers. Headed to the big dance for the first time since 1994. 101 with Greg Pogue. More of that coming up right here on 94.9 The Fan. Nick Guerrero explaining the story of Roy's Meat Service to Coach Nolan Smith, our guest today, one-on-one with Greg Pogue. Yeah. It's quite as – we don't get into it, the legal issues of Roy's Meat Service and their one neighbor. Yeah. You can Google it and find out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I always said – I'll just say, don't move next to an airport and complain about the planes.
No, that's right.
Move next to a racetrack and complain about the sound.
That's
there's a story there.
What are you saying, Hango? Don't go to Waffle House if you want pancakes?
All right.
My fault. Due date.
Nolan Smith is our guest tomorrow afternoon, 4:00. Understand the mayor. You got to be on your best behavior. Mayor's showing up and meeting with your team privately, Freddie. This is Freddie's district here.
Yeah.
And you're getting a lesson about East Nashville.
Yeah.
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 Good people over here.
We're excited. We're excited to have the mayor. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Your wife, China?
Shayna.
Cheyna. Okay. Yeah. Where'd you meet her?
She went to Carolina.
Oh, my gosh. Slow down.
Yep.
This is Louisville and Kentucky, right? This is North Carolina and Duke. You see the TV commercial? Have you seen the TV commercial where the guy shows up in a Duke shirt
and the house
and he walks in and it's all North Carolina?
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah, pretty much. Kind of, sort of, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So she's from the small town in North Carolina, Harnett County, close North Carolina. And we met on Twitter. Slid in her DMs, and basically when we first got to get in there, did our first date in between Duke and Carolina, 15-501, and right away she's like, I said, are you a Carolina fan? Or she's like, no, I'm from North Carolina, you know, I like Duke. You know, my brother was a Duke fan, so I just went to Carolina because it's much cheaper than applying and going to Duke.
Yeah.
So. Not too much of a house divided.
So it wasn't that, you know, the guy, he's driving off and he gets the text that we're done before we started.
Yeah, because that would have been tough. I don't think I would have been able to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have been able to do that.
I don't think so.
Nah,
so,
nope.
You, Cameron, Deuce, and Kai?
Kai, yep.
But Deuce is Derek.
Yes.
So your son is named after your father.
Yep. So we got some pretty cool names. So my daughter's name is Cameron Jade Smith, named after Cameron Indoor. My son is Derek Indy Smith, named after my dad, but then Indy pays homage to the fact that we both won national championships in Indianapolis.
Okay.
30 years
That's
apart.
Right, yeah.
So you have Derek Indy Smith, and then you have...
That was too, because he was 30, 2010 and 1980,
yep,
right?
Yep, yeah. So exactly 30 years apart. Uh-huh. And then Kai Nolan Smith, named after me.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that I didn't see a Dean in there.
No. Definitely no Dean. No Deans. Much love to Dean, but no Dean.
That rivalry, though, when you're in it, though, I mean, I can't even remember who was playing for North Carolina at the time, but that's a world of itself because you're, yes, what, like you said, you're only, what, Chapel Hill and Durham are right there.
Yeah, 8 miles, like in a close 8 miles. It feels quicker than 8 miles. You can get over there, no traffic. You miss every light. You can get over there in about 6 minutes, 5 to 6 minutes. You jump on 147. Now you're straight down Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard, 15501. You're there. I mean, everywhere you went, all year long, all summer long, Duke, Carolina, you're going to hear it. Duke fans, great season. Make sure you beat Carolina next year if it's the summertime. During the season, hey, you're having a great year. Don't lose to Carolina. Carolina fans, I don't like you. From 3 hours over,
yeah,
like it's nonstop right throughout the season. And then when it's getting close to game week, players pretty much, they tell you, don't go to grocery stores, don't go to these spots, just to avoid any type of stuff, right? But it's that serious because everybody's right there, close.
That makes it the fun, though. I mean, it's Ohio State, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
It's Alabama, Auburn.
Yeah. The crazy thing I think I'm surprised about in my, 4 years as a player, 7 years as a coach, I'm surprised that nothing has ever happened from the bus ride from Durham to Carolina. Like, not even an egg being thrown at the bus. Like, nothing drastic, but, like, nobody's tried to egg the bus or anything, right? That's never happened. Right, I mean, I'm a knock on wood.
Yeah.
Somebody be like, man, Coach Smith spoke it up, right? He spoke it into existence. But there's never been any of that, which is cool.
Well, that was the, and that fell on how Coach K and Coach Smith went about their business, right?
Yep.
I know it's hard to give anything to Dean Smith, but certainly those, you know, two of the greatest basketball, you know, the Blue Bloods, right? The Blue Bloods right there on top of each other.
Yeah. No, I mean, both those guys, they laid the foundation for the rivalry, big time coaches. I'm different. I give love to everybody, whether they wear that shade of blue. I have a bunch of friends over there, too.
Yeah.
Bryce Johnson's one of my best friends. We did a cool jersey swap one summer. We was hanging out at my house. So I have his Carolina jersey in my crib. He has my Duke jersey in his crib.
Is that the first thing I see when I come in your house?
No, North Carolina? No.
Okay, I didn't think
it
so.
It won't be the first
it's
thing
in the
see.
Garage.
Yeah, it's up, ducked off a little
it's
bit.
Up in the attic somewhere hanging up.
It's ducked off, just like I'm sure mine's ducked off in his. But, I mean, there's just so much of mutual respect for both programs, the coaches that started it, Coach K and Coach Dean, and then Coach Roy and Coach K, and then now John and Hubert and what they're doing. I mean, for me, obviously being a part of and growing up and watching the Louisville-Kentucky rivalry, being a part of that one, I would say it's not close between the rivalries because no matter what, that one is always a big-time game. I mean, they see each other twice to three times a year instead of one time a year. Mm-hmm. I think that's the difference between
it's
the
non-conference,
right? Non-conference. They're in conference.
But now between what is it? I-64 between Louisville and Lexington, you'll get egged.
You don't want to
be on those. Those buses have police escorts. Either way,
I think that's just the Kentucky, right?
What are you saying? We're all a bunch of rednecks.
I'm just saying the Southern hospitality in North Carolina is a little more friendly, right? And I guess some people say Kentucky's the South too, but it's a little different than like North Carolina.
Oh,
South.
You the genteel, the refined.
Like,
rival.
So, like my wife, when we went to Louisville, she's like, "This is in the South," because she's from North Carolina. So she doesn't call Kentucky the South.
Well,
so
it is.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too. But like
the good and bad of it,
right,
quite frankly,
exactly.
Yeah.
People down North Carolina, South Carolina, they think they're the South. Only.
Yeah. Let's talk about your team again. I know you got practice coming up. You got to get on out of here. We're going to talk to Dr. Mickey Allen here in a few moments, the AD at TSU. The momentum was there. Was this little break good? Because you're used to playing, what, every Thursday, Saturday for 2 months, 2.5 months.
Yeah.
The break help a little bit?
No.
Okay.
And hopefully that's a conversation we have with the commissioner, the new commissioner of the OVC.
Matt Wilson, saw that.
And hopefully we're able to push the OVC back somehow a little bit, just a little bit. I think no matter what, when you're off for a week and a half, it challenges us to be really good at practice plans and staying ready, which we are. Again, it's no excuses ever. But I think in the big picture, when we start to look ahead, it's a long gap, right? It's a long gap where our guys are anxious, they're excited. We've been playing, and we're hot right now. You don't want to sit down for this long ever.
But you also got everybody patting you on the back this whole stretch,
yeah,
too.
And it's too
telling
much,
you how great you are.
And it's too much of that.
Yeah.
Right? It's too much of that. So I think our guys, but they're focused. Our guys are ready. Again, as players, they're holding each other accountable. And they're saying, I mean, I could share a story. We get on the bus after the regular season, heading to the tournament. They have the send off party for us, and it's all love and exciting. I tell our guys to enjoy every moment that we are showed a lot of love. Enjoy it, be in the moment. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as we got on the bus, Carlos stands up on the bus. I'm sitting in the front. I'm pulling out my laptop or whatever I'm getting ready to do, and he goes, hey. And I look back. I'm like, what's he about to say? Like, I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's he about to say? And he goes, hey, don't let all that love get us off our mission. All that love, cool, but don't let it make us soft. Let's go. So when the players are talking like that, that's when, as a coach, me and my staff, we stepped in, I just smiled, looked at them, I was like, they ready.
Well, you got to enjoy it, but you still got a lot of work to do.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, man. I'm pulling for the Tigers. You know that.
Appreciate you.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, doors open, Gentry Center, 5 o'clock, open to the public, free parking. Got the mayor coming, showing you some love and everything. Good luck, and have fun with it, too, along the way.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, we'll take a break. Coming up after this break, the AD, the Tennessee State, Dr. Mickey Allen, 101 with Greg Pug, Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, 94.9 The Fan. It's 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb. We are at Roy's Meat Service, just visiting with TSU. Coach Nolan Smith off to practice. We're joined now by Tennessee State Athletics Director, Dr. Mickey Allen. Dr. Allen, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, GP. How you all doing?
Doing well, man. You got your dancing shoes on?
Yeah, I got my Tap dancing shoes. I'm on Michael Jackson moonwalk all the way to this March Madness big dance, bro. This is awesome.
Just the uniting of the Tennessee State community behind it, it's been pretty amazing.
Yes, you should have seen, Greg, in person, our alumni group that greeted the team when they came back from Evansville. Just certainly an amazing time for so many great alums and so many fans that have been supportive of the Big Blue in this 32-year journey back to the top. And so we're appreciative of what Nolan Smith's done and his leadership in such a short time. And our young people, man, they played tremendously at the tournament and during the regular season of the OVC.
Well, and they're fearless. Some of those shots they made in that first half Friday night against UT Martin, right, in the semifinal round, they were unconscious.
Time and time again, so many timely shots by Travis Harper and Aaron Nkrumah, and then in the championship game when Dante Harris is rolling and he comes out on fire and hitting from the perimeter, he's tough to guard because he can score and get downhill and get in the paint. So, and then we had some other support members like Carlos Williams hit big threes and Antoine Lorcan. So I think we were up in the upper 70% in the final game. And if we consistently shoot that well, we're going to be tough to beat.
Dr. Mickey Allen with us, TSU Athletics Director. Of course, tomorrow afternoon, let's plug this, get some people into the Gentry Center. Doors open at 4, the celebration, the announcement at 5 o'clock. So promote what all's going on there, get some people in the building.
Yeah, doors are open at 4. It's open to the public. We have so many people that will be there. They're saying, hey, I won't miss this for the world. But we're going to put on a great show. CBS is going to be there live. The show will start at 5, but prior we'll have our award-winning, Grammy Award-winning band performing, cheer group. Just a lot of Big Blue energy in the building in the iconic Gentry Center. And, I'm just so happy for this university and all the exposure and eyeballs that are on our program and our university. That's why we have an athletics program. That's why we continue to invest and have great leadership that we put forth in our athletic department, our sports programs.
Well, and the momentum is, you can reach out and touch it, can't you? It's so tangible. And now it's your job and your department's job to take advantage of it, correct?
Yeah, you have to capture the moment. I always say, you know, getting to the NCAA tournament, now, I know that it's important to make the playoffs in football, et cetera, but this, the magnitude of this event, it's a multi-billion-dollar event. You look at the advertising and all the promotions around it. The NCAA really does a really, really good job with this event. And so to be in is just so special. And we just got to capture the moment. We have a campaign out for our basketball program, for our donors and our alums to invest. And so that's on TSUTigers.com and on our social media platform. So everybody's all in. We want to continue this momentum. It's a great basketball town. You know, we have Belmont and Vanderbilt in it this year. But, hey, we're here now, and we want to keep this momentum going.
Well, and you mentioned that the first one crown, of course, most of the conference tournaments are either last weekend or this weekend, but you have this whole week to take advantage of it. Nolan Smith has been interviewed from coast to coast on every kind of platform, print, TV, radio, media, social, digital, and so that's putting TSU front and center all over the country.
Greg, you make a great point. We've seen Nolan Smith. He does a phenomenal job just interacting with the media. He speaks from the heart. It's no fluff. It's organic. But in his conversations, you'll hear him. He say, hey, we're going into this event. We don't want to view ourselves as an underdog or a Cinderella. We're here. And he's obsessed with winning. And he's just transitioned that winning DNA into our guys. And so when you see him and you see Tennessee State University and so many different platforms, it's really phenomenal, and that's what you want. I talked to Nick Guerrero, our assistant AD of communications. He says, Doc, we have had 2 million plus views on our social media channels within 30 days. I mean, it's just phenomenal what's going on, and so just certainly a blessed time at 3500 John A. Merritt Boulevard.
Yeah, again, tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, the doors open, 5 o'clock, the selection show, and it is pretty cool that CBS is going to be there. Dr. Mickey Allen, TSU Athletics Director, with us. Take a little sidebar here. I saw where yesterday that Matt Wilson, the new Ohio Valley Conference Commissioner, I thought he's really done a nice job down at with the Gulf South, the moves up. I like the hire. I know him personally, and I know what he can do. So, you know, just your thoughts on the new commissioner of the league.
Yeah, I think Matt will bring great energy. Obviously, he served as the commissioner of the Gulf South Conference. And there, I know he demonstrated, you know, good leadership. We definitely need a leader that's looking at other revenue streams to bring into the conference for its membership. So he has a great vision and great ideas on how he can, you know, build up the external engagement for his members and in the areas of multimedia rights and, you know, advertising and looking at ways that he can just enhance the championship operations around all the conference tournaments. And so very pleased with the hire, and we'll see what he'll do transitioning the conference and going forward.
Yeah, it's just the landscape continues to change. The portal world, the NIL world, the collect, all of that stuff. You know, they didn't teach that to you at the University of Tennessee, did they?
No, it wasn't in the first chapter. I'll tell you that, brother, the book. But you have to. It's fluid. Right now, is you're looking at how can you be competitive in this landscape? How can you retain talent? You know, at our level, we work our tails off just trying to get these young people to buy into our program, buy into our vision and what we're doing at Tennessee State University in the athletics department. And once our coaches put that message out there and we sign these young people up and they compete with us, we have so many other P4s, they're looking in and they're trying to get these athletes to their campuses. And so we have to be creative. in what we do and that approach, and we're going to have a internal collective. We'll opt in the house settlement. We'll have an internal collective where we'll be able to rev share and do those things necessary to retain talent. So we have a really, really good plan there. We didn't want to hop into that. Just I wanted to make sure that we understood the landscape, understood what we had to do to be competitive in this landscape. And so we have a really, really good plan.
Yeah, Nick Guerrero out here. Coach Smith was out here. Roy's Meat Service. Got to get you out here on do one of these shows soon. But he just showed me 2.4 million views on your social media platforms. That's free advertising. 2.4 million.
The front porch. It's cliche, but it's the fact. You'll hear every AD say, hey, athletics is the front porch of the institution. And we're carrying forth that mission. We are the marketing arm, as well as our band and some auxiliary groups. But we're carrying the flag, and we want to make this university proud. There's so many individuals that touch this university that have done great things in the community in their respective fields, and so we want to represent them through this big blue on our chest, Tennessee State University. How about that? In 32 years, win the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. And so you got to get some blue dancing shoes, right?
Yeah, blue. Hey, subtle, but make sure the blue is.
No. You got to get some blue suede shoes, man. Go get you some blue suede shoes.
Yeah, man, that's awesome, dog, Greg. Hey, we appreciate you. I know you've covered Tennessee State University, and you've been in the gentry time and time again as an analyst, as someone that's been connected to the program. We appreciate your support, and I know you're just as proud of the guys and what we've done as anyone. So thank you, Greg.
Well, and just happy for the TSU community. You know, that's the number one thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Thank you, GP. Y'all be good.
All right. Go Big Blue. TSU Athletics Director Mickey Allen. Well, it is. And Nick, you know, you got a headset on. Put the microphone in front of you. Nick Guerrero has been with us here out this morning as well. 2.4 million views on all the social platforms.
That's just Instagram.
That's just Instagram.
That's just Instagram. Now you want to get into Twitter, that's where it gets even bigger.
Really? So you're looking at right, we're about 5-6 million.
Yeah, and I think that – so the funny part, too, is – and people talk about this, and we're at the top of the hour, but teams that make the NCAA tournament, Greg,
mm-hmm.
enrollment goes up, sponsorship goes up, visibility goes up. And that's all you can ask for
when
your team
makes
the tournament.
And you – of the league split, you get half, and the other teams get the other half. So more – go win a game.
Not only that, but everybody's talking about if you go to Dayton, you get two shares.
Yeah.
We don't want to go to Dayton.
No, but anyway. All right, that's been a fun day. And congratulations to Nolan Smith. What a good dude. And just, you know, I was such a fan of his dad, Derek Smith, and the Doctors of Dunk back in the day. Hey, we want to thank you. Thank Chase McCabe once again for filling in for me the past, seven of the last eight Saturdays. We'll be back at it next Saturday here at Roy's Meat Service. Brandon Bigsby producing. Thank you as well. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.